Peter Van Der Awarad is the acting UN humanitarian coordinator for South Sudan, who announced the international appeal yesterday in Juba.
The response plan itself focuses on the most vulnerable amongst those and prioritizes also humanitarian services that are life-saving and without which people would literally not be able to survive in the coming year. And it focuses on 6.8 million people and requires $1.7 billion to reach those people.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, in South Sudan says 11 years after independence and 4 years after the signing of the peace deal, people in South Sudan continue to face deteriorating humanitarian conditions, and their situation is exacerbated by the endemic violence, conflict, and problems accessing the hardest-hit areas. The UN agency says over two-thirds of South Sudan's population will need some form of humanitarian and protection assistance in 2023. Awarad says the humanitarian response plan focuses on the most vulnerable, including children, the elderly, and households headed by women.
The reasons why there are such high levels of humanitarian needs in South Sudan are multiple. First, of course, the impact of the historical floods that we have seen in the past years, with a state like Unity State still 85% of its territory underwater, is one important factor. Secondly, the subnational violence that we're seeing in different parts of South Sudan, for example, currently in Upper Nile State, is another important factor. But a critical factor is also, and that actually is that that explains the situation of the largest group amongst the 6.8 million that we're trying to leave, is that the reality of South Sudan.
Awarad says humanitarian workers are facing a big gap due to a lack of basic services such as basic education and health care, which are supposed to be provided by the government.
This humanitarian assistance is literally life-saving and is absolutely necessary. But this situation cannot be resolved by humanitarian assistance alone. And the only way forward is for the government to step up accelerate its efforts in terms of providing basic services, including ensuring decent pay for civil servants. Otherwise, these services will never materialize. If you have police officers that make $7 a month, for example, you cannot expect the police to provide the services that they are supposed to provide, just to use an example.
Awarad says economic development needs to be accelerated, and it requires peace to do that.
The future of South Sudan is not humanitarianism. The future of South Sudan is economic development.
8 million people may be severely food insecure at the peak of the lean season between April and July, and the UN says women and girls are likely to continue to be at risk of being attacked while carrying out their daily routines as they take care of their families. UN OCHA says South Sudan continues to be the most violent country for aid workers. Since the beginning of 2022, 9 humanitarian workers have been killed in the line of duty in South Sudan. Most of them are nationals. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.